Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as view enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting into 153 cities as well as into 53 countries. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show. I'm going to get to this really quick, but I do want to let you know that if you want to call in, you can. It's 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. It's the American cornerstone. The Bible is, said Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America. And the first one was actually, well, it was quoted from that of the seventh president, Mr. Andrew Jackson as well. So let's get to this real quick. I have a friend jumping on in just a couple minutes. He's a representative in the state of Minnesota here. His name's Eric Mortensen. That's going to be a brief conversation, but I want to let you know what just transpired here in the Capitol in the state of Minnesota and apply to what's going on if you want change across the United States of America. And I'm not just talking about representatives, I'm also talking about constituents, those that represent, you know, your representatives, right? So we're going to get to that in just a moment. What we're going to be talking about throughout the duration of the show is exposing what the mainstream media means to conceal. And I'm here to tell you, friends, this is good. If you didn't see this, getting right to it, by the way, if you didn't see this, we just broadcast this, promulgated this through sonsoflibertymedia.com. In that of Oregon, we have Kate Brown, the backwards Kate Brown. She's a bisexual. And let me ask you the question. What would you expect from someone that's backwards, friends? Well, to operate in a backwards manner. In other words, use the law against the law. Well, that's what, guess what, Kate Brown is doing, friends. So when you give a green light to what God condemns, well, you get what you bargain for, rest assured. Okay, and there's a reason that it's a felony in every state of our union. Yet there's governors that act in such a fashion. What do you think they're gonna uphold the law and condemn themselves? Absolutely not. They hold the truth and unrighteousness, and so do the people that give them a green light. Romans 1:18. Businesses must review proof of vaccination to drop masks. You just heard during the break from the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, what the CDC says about their new mandates. Okay. Their new mandates. I don't care what their new mandates are. They're acting like their representatives, friends, again, and for the 50th time, they are not a legislative branch of government, okay? And don't forget about the fact that, friends, over 1,000 attorneys and 10,000 doctors alone are going after the WHO and those that have represented this pandemic on a global scale. That's coming down the wire. Oh, and I'm going to get to some more of that in just a couple of moments too, friends. Some of the things that I shared with you in the past concerning preaching in the church, you never lost the right. Oh, wait a second, friends. Wait until you hear about the governors that have been taken to task and the church won because they stood up and fought, 1 Timothy 6:12. We'll get to that in just a moment. But what I want you to check out is the fact that in Oregon right now, friends, they're coming up with all of these mandates, again, unconstitutional. Don't listen to me. Listen to the federal judges. Listen to the state Supreme Court, friends, but they're pushing the envelope regardless. It's going to stop when the American people acknowledge the law. They are the strength of the law, as Thomas Edison rightly said, and they are going to begin to defy tyrants and deal with those tyrants in fact. Okay? So with that, what I want to do is I want you to see this report. This is happening in Oregon right now. She's assuming authority that's never been given unto them. So what they're doing is they're relying on the businesses to do for them what they cannot constitutionally do. I want you to go ahead and check this out. It's a report coming out of KTVZ.com, channel 21 from Oregon. Check it out, friends.
COVID-19 to take off their masks indoors as long as businesses, churches, and other establishments check. That word came today from the Oregon Health Authority. In locations where vaccination
status
is not verified, masks are still required. Businesses can set more restrictive policies if they choose. The state also announced masks are no longer needed for anyone outside unless in a crowded area or a large gathering.
Businesses are really worried about checking people's vaccination ID.
I don't know anybody that's worried, friends, except these clowns in the circus of politics.
Businesses would ask the public is to be cooperative, to be gracious, and to be understanding.
Yeah, cooperative and gracious as they attack your God-given rights.
In Oregon, masks are still required on public transportation, in schools, hospitals, clinics, homeless shelters, long-term care facilities, and jails or prisons.
Whoa.
Tonight we're asking if you carry around your vaccination card to weigh in. Head over to our web poll on the KTVZ.com.
Wow. No, they want to. What they want to do, friends, is they want to monitor to see how many people are actually complying, because the problem that they're having is compliance. I hope you all understand that. And we went over this several times, friends. They're having a problem with compliance. We just talked about yesterday the FDA and other health organizations, right, health authorities, as these clowns in the circus of politics continuously sell us. Isn't it interesting, friends, that even the FDA, 60% of them are denying folks the vaccinations, okay? Just again, just to show you as to how the mainstream media, what they tell you, the opposite is true in so many different ways. Isaiah 5:20. So check that out when you get a moment. I want to give this to you really quick, because right after the other side of this hard break, we're going to have Eric Mortensen. I want him to share with you as to what happened in the state of Minnesota at the Capitol when he confronted the caucus. Friends, this is priceless. I'm glad to know Eric. I know that he's out there doing the stuff, and we want to make sure everybody understands how this can spread throughout the United States, not just again with the constituents, but the representatives as well. So, folks, if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do. sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when you go over there, you're going to find 10 to 15 articles every day combating the lies in the mainstream media. If you look to the right side of the page, you will find social media platforms, The Morning Show with Tim Brown and myself, The Afternoon Show. You can also jump over on to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the front page there, friends. After Eric, we're going to cover some more topics as to what is in fact taking place in the United States of America. And again, what we're doing is taking the time to expose what the mainstream media means to conceal. And I'm here to tell you, friends, I got some good news for you, because it was some of the things that we were talking about 14 months ago at the inception of this whole pandemic concerning the churches never had to shut down. We even had attorneys on the radio telling the America that we live in that there's no reason why you're shutting down your church. Get back in the pulpit and preach. But we see that a majority went on with this deception to their own demise. But there were people like me that didn't. So we're going to come right back to Eric Mortensen. He's going to tell you what took place in Minnesota here. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Friends, real quick, just want to give you a heads up. Tomorrow we have the infamous, and I'll ask her what that means, of course, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny with us tomorrow, telling us all what we need to hear rather than what some people want to hear. So we're going to have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny with us on the radio tomorrow. But before that, what we're going to do is we're going to get over to my friend Eric Mortensen. He is a state representative here in the state of Minnesota, and it came to my attention this morning on a social media platform that Eric really took it to the caucus. And I don't want to say too much, but first of all, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Eric. And I just want to let you go ahead and let her rip as to what took place here in the state of Minnesota, my friend.
Yeah, sure. I appreciate it. You know, when I campaigned last year, I campaigned on the platform of pulling back the curtain in the Capitol so that the people across the state knew exactly what happened. And especially for the last year in St. Paul, our capital's been closed off to the public. You can't get in here if you wanted to.
Yep.
And
yep.
I took that campaign promise seriously, so that's exactly what I've been doing, is exposing the phony Republicans in the House here that refuse to support great legislation and use procedural moves to block it. So I've been calling those individuals out by name and trying to empower the people across the state so that they can hold those elected officials accountable. And the consequences of taking those very controversial actions was the caucus said, well, you either stop shining a spotlight on what happens in here or we're kicking you out.
Cool.
And I said, well, then I guess you guys ought to kick me out. So earlier this week, they kicked me out of the caucus for simply trying to empower the people across the state with the information they need to hold their elected officials accountable.
And I think it's fair to say, Eric, just inserting this into this conversation, that they are without a shadow of a doubt controlled opposition. They're told what to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it. Can you explain a little of that to the people and make it a reality to them for those that may think that somehow or another that's conspiratorial?
Yeah, absolutely. So in Minnesota here, we have the old House Republican caucus and we have the new House Republican caucus where I was a member for the last 4 months. And the challenge that I've had with these guys is, what is the plan? How are we going to grow this caucus? How are we going to excite the grassroots supporters in the state to get them to want to come here, lock arms, and fight for freedom with us? And the answer was they had no plan. Mm-hmm. And it's become a little clear that if they just become that controlled opposition because the other caucus, the old caucus that they all left, that they claim that they are swampies, they came to them and said, hey, we want you to stop Mortensen. And instead of having my back and having the people's back, they caved into the swampy caucus down here and gave them what they wanted.
Yep. Yep. So the opposition came from the good guys, not from the bad guys, because you expect the bad guys to be the bad guys, but that's not where your opposition is coming from, Eric, is what you're telling us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all Republicans that are coming after me simply because I'm shining a spotlight. And you know, everybody, when they run for office, or darn near everybody, says they're going to reject the status quo and they're going to fight for change. And mm-hmm. very few people actually have the gumption to do it. And that's exactly what I've been trying to do down here and thinking and assuming that my caucus was going to have my back. But instead, they turned their back on me a couple of days ago and
yep.
sided with the other folks.
Yep, no surprise here. I've seen it too many times. I just got to say this, Eric. I remember a guy, we did radio with him for about 13 years. We were upstairs, he was downstairs. In the last couple months that I was with Salem Communication, I was there for about 13 years, I met this individual that was running to be a state representative here in the state of Minnesota, right out of St. Cloud. Coolest guy ever. Nice guy, great guy, well-mannered. Just the kind of guy that you would, you know, take him out to eat and you would pay the bill. That's how nice of a guy this guy is. And I seen him. He won the day. He became the representative in St. Cloud, Minnesota. And I seen him at the state capitol probably a week after he became a representative. And that guy went from the coolest guy in the world to a demigod, where now he felt that he was above the people and the people were there to serve him rather than him serving the people. What say you to that? I mean, do you see this inside between
Absolutely.
What we're... Okay, can you share a little of that with us, please? Okay.
Sure. So what the people down here, the politicians, have come to believe is that all of this political power resides inside the Capitol building, that if all their pals that are fellow politicians just unite and form coalitions, that they'll somehow get things done. And I can tell you, politicians don't want to get anything done. Because if they do something, that's going to make somebody mad. So their natural state is do nothing. Talk tough, but do nothing. And that's exactly what happens. Leadership gets a hold of the people and they come down here. It's just like leadership told me when I got here. They said, do nothing. They literally sat me down and said, don't do anything your first 2 years.
Interesting.
Turn the process here.
Yeah, so you can climb the political ladder. Is that what that was about?
Well, they want the control. Leadership
that's
wants
right.
the control. They don't want anybody stepping out of bounds. You're supposed to toe the line, and if you don't toe the line, then there's consequences.
Okay, so let's say, go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's fine. I was just going to add the including. So, you know, I said that leadership, if you don't do what they tell you, there's consequences, and up to and including kicking you out of the caucus like they did to me.
Interesting. Okay, so what would you say to the constituents in the state of Minnesota? Let's make it applicable to 153 cities and hope it gets out there to the rest of the people as well. But what would you say to the constituents as to how to bring about a resolve concerning what you're sharing with us right now? How do we change that? Because we don't have to wait 2 years. We don't have to wait 4 years to vote them out. We can actually impeach them, Article 2, Section 4. And if they're committing crimes, we can prosecute them, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. So what would you say to us as to how to clean house? Because obviously they're not going to correct themselves in any sense of the word.
Yeah, well, I think the people need to realize and remember that if they have all the political power, it's not sitting in the Capitol here in the hands of a bunch of politicians. The politicians will do the bidding of the people that in their district if those people take action.
Mm-hmm.
So what my intent is to continue to give them information and empower them with what happens here, who's truly on the people's side and who isn't, so that they can take that information and act on it. But that's what the people need to do. They need to act on the information because the power truly is in their hands if they're willing to act.
Is it safe to say that these said representatives that are playing the spineless ones or the capitulators in the sense of upholding the laws found in the U.S. Constitution, is it safe to say that they count on the American people to sit back and do nothing?
Absolutely. They count on people being unorganized, unfunded, ignorant. They prey on the people's ignorance, and they will confuse the people with the process and the procedure down here. Because they understand that it's complicated, and the average observer doesn't keep up with this stuff. So they prey on the ignorance of people and their short attention span.
Absolutely. Now, what would you say to representatives that are listening to this conversation right now who are inspired by what you're doing here in the state of Minnesota, Eric? What do they need to do to shake things up?
Yeah, I think they need to lean into it, you know, and the pressure is high, and they want you to cave because that's what they want you to do, and I'm sure it's everywhere across the state. Leadership wants you to get behind them, to shut your mouth, and do what you're told. That's what they want. They want lapdog legislators, so lean into it, say no, affirm no, and realize that there might be consequences to it, but I think when you side with the people and you recognize that the biggest, most powerful coalition out there isn't a handful of legislators, it is the people across the country, the people in your state. Align yourself with them and empower them and trust that they will take the actions needed to implement the change.
Amen. And it's the simplest thing in the world, and yet it's so complicated. People are so caught up into their own lives that they're losing their freedoms. You know, I often say, Eric, can you imagine, let's just say a baseball game now because we're in that season, can you imagine one of those arenas just emptying out and going to the state capitol and dealing with Tim Walz and his crimes along with the said representatives that are working against the people rather than to serve or represent the people?
Absolutely. And if they were to rally and find candidates and swarm the caucuses and become delegates, I mean, it is so easy to take over your local Republican Party or local political party and to push forward a candidate that you know is going to stand for your values. It's really not difficult. It's just doing the work. And it's attending a couple of meetings. That's it.
Amen. Well, we're talking to state rep from the state of Minnesota here, friends, Eric Mortensen. We've got about 1 minute left, Eric. How would you like to direct people back over to see who you are, what it is that you're doing, and what you're introducing even today? Do you have a URL, a website that you'd like them to go to?
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be great if people could go to mortforhouse.com. It's M-O-R-T and four spelled out, F-O-R, house, mortforhouse.com.
Amen. Eric, if things transpire, I want you to stay in touch with us, and I want you to let us know as to how things, again, are transpiring. And I want to keep guys out there like you. Eric Lucero's another one, in part Scott Jensen's another one. I want to make sure people understand that there's good representation in their prospective states. And if they're out there doing the stuff, we need to support you guys, and I want to be one of those guys that does just that. So we totally appreciate your time, Eric, and thank you for, again, such short notice jumping on with me. Totally appreciate Eric Mortensen from the state of Minnesota doing this stuff. As a matter of fact, he's even bringing the impeachment process against Tim Walz in his unconstitutional orders. Remember, I just said that Tim Walz and his unconstitutional orders, and you will recollect as to what I told you 13 or 14 months ago about preachers staying in the pulpits, okay? This is good. This is good. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Biden administration is extending restrictions on non-essential border travel. The Department of Homeland Security tweeting the rules in place for the country's land boundaries will continue through June 21st. The department adding it's working with Canada and Mexico to safely ease restrictions as conditions improve. The White House is encouraged by speculation about a possible ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip.
Our objective is to take every step we can through diplomatic channels, through quiet and intensive diplomacy, to bring an end to this conflict.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, earlier this week, President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and pushed for a path that leads to a ceasefire. Hamas terrorist groups in Lebanon also firing rockets into Israel. USA Radio News. At least 20,000 people are lining up to buy Ford's new electric F-150 pickup. CEO Jim Farley telling CNBC that's how many reservations they got after revealing the new F-150 Lightning Wednesday night. President Biden did take one out for a spin on Tuesday. Five Oregon counties vote to quit Oregon and join Idaho.
A number of counties in Oregon have voted to try to secede from their state and join Idaho. The five rural counties all approved separate measures on Tuesday to require county officials to promote a move to Idaho. The five counties lie east of the Cascade Mountains, with two on the current border with Idaho. A local conservative group that backed the measures says the voters of those counties sent a clear message that they no longer wanted to be under the auspices of the Democrat-controlled state government. Changes to a state's borders would require a bill to pass through that state's legislature, an agreement made between the states whose borders are being altered, and ultimately the plan needs to be ratified by Congress. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I got some things I want to share with you, friends, and it's really good stuff. But what I want to do, I got some guy on here right now, our friend from Colorado, Sal. He's been hanging on for about 19 minutes. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Sal?
I just want to say, Bradley, that we have HIPAA laws that guarantee our privacy with our own health records. We shouldn't be sharing any information with some jerk at the store, even if it's some of those people out there were stupid enough to get the shot.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those.
Amen. Amen. Well, you're exactly right. There's OSHA laws. There's also Nuremberg Code. And just a little common sense comes into play. We can see state reps, not just the state reps, and I'm talking about corruption again, but governors and mayors, who all the while know that they're creating these unconstitutional edicts out of thin air. And again, as Eric Mortensen just said, I asked him the question. I said, so do they bank on the fact that people are not going to get involved? Do they bank on ignorance, which I have highlighted a million times, which lines itself up to Hosea 4:6? And that's exactly what it goes down to. As long as the people don't know, number one, the word and the Constitution, these tyrants are banking on the fact that they're going to remain ignorant and they're going to become good slaves. And it's exactly what's happening in this country right now. It's exactly what's happening. So we have to get this right. We need to become educated. And this is why we're on the radio. Again, I didn't apply for the job. I'm responding to the call. And I just praise God that there's guys out there like you, Sal, that are paying attention, because you validate the point of why we're out here and why it is that we do what we do.
Well, thank you, Bradley. I love your show.
Thank you, sir. Totally appreciate it. I got Wes calling in from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend from Indiana?
Good afternoon, my friend Bradley. I just wanted to say hats off to Representative Mortensen. I think he was spot on with what he had to say. I, quite frankly, am very confused why people cannot open their eyes and understand what, and I say representatives because they're not leaders, are supposed to be doing. They are to represent you, my friend, and myself and everyone else out there, not to serve their own purposes. And it's very disturbing that we have become ignorant to that.
Yep.
We have become lazy to that. And he is 100% correct, meaning your guest, Eric, that was on, that, they want to keep us dumbed down and stupid. Not him in particular, of course, but they just are banking on the fact that nobody's going to pay attention. We'll just do what we want to do. And it's really heartbreaking, in my opinion. And I cannot understand why we have tolerated that for not just 5 years, 6 years, 10 years. It's been a long time coming. And we've just basically laid down our arms, not, you know, physical arms, but it's just that we've just let our guard go and haven't corrected these people. So if you have anything to contribute toward that thought, I would greatly appreciate it.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you. I do. The fact of the matter is it's just that. There's a story told of Harriet Tubman. They called her the Black Moses during the days of slavery down south. And she liberated herself like that of Frederick Douglass. And what she did is after she was liberated, she went down up and down the coast on the East Coast going to plantations telling other slaves to free themselves, break away from your master. And at the end of her life, she was asked, that she was contributing to the fact that thousands of people were released from slavery because of her. And she said, yes, that's true. She said, but I would have freed 1,000 more had they known that they'd been slaves. And let me take it over to Frederick Douglass, since that came up in the conversation, too. Frederick Douglass was a former slave, and he said that he prayed for 20 years that he would become a free man. And he said, nothing happened until I put my feet to my prayers. Put that up against James 2:14 through 26. And it's exactly right. You have to become educated due to the fact that you are now most Americans are becoming aware of the fact that they're being enslaved because of who they tolerate, especially those that don't have the lawful authority to enslave them. But the fact of the matter is, folks, you're becoming enslaved. And what's sad about it to me more than anything, Wes, is the fact that the kids are going to eat the pill if the adults don't stand up and fight. And I want to say this, that's not our history. If it wasn't for our forefathers standing up and fighting off a tyrant across the pond, we wouldn't be here 244 years later as a free people. And we have the longest standing constitution in modern history, so let's not forget that. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I also want to say this to you, Wes, and I want to say this to my listeners. It's interesting, whenever you spend the time in educating the people, you can literally watch the numbers. The people don't want to be educated. The people want to be entertained. And they don't realize that tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. You're not a partaker of your freedoms because you're not in the fight. And you have to understand that you have to get in the good fight and defy and deal with corruption in this government to remain a free people. And I think that's exactly what Eric Mortensen was displaying and exhibiting through his actions. And it's the same thing that we've been doing here, and not giving myself accolade, but it's been the same thing that we've been doing here for 23 years of ministry. If I wasn't out there doing it, I have no business being on the microphone. If I'm not out there with the people, showing people how to do it as I follow the Christ, Matthew 4:19, I have no business telling you what you should be doing if I'm not practicing what I'm preaching. And if, by the way, if you'd like to see that, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you'll understand a little bit more. Now, thank you for the phone calls, 1-866-582-9933. I want to jump over to another topic because this is really good. Do you all remember when this first transpired, this whole pandemic, and how they went after the businesses and shut down 155,000 businesses, right? You all remember this, right? And then they went after the churches, right? And the churches complied. They showed you who they were showing homage to. They showed you who they feared. And it wasn't Jesus Christ. But again, we knew this for a long time in this country because, again, these are the greatest advocates to the abortion industry, to the homosexual agenda, to people coming in from the Middle East who are not here to assimilate but to conquer. It's the church doing that, friends. Okay? And they played the Judas on their own people, Luke 22:48. Luke 22:48, where Judas sold Jesus Christ out for 30 pieces of silver. That's what you're going to find there. But we stayed the course. Matter of fact, we even had Richard Mast on the radio from Liberty Counsel. He's an attorney for that law firm. And he had shared with people all over the country, you need to get back in the pulpits. You need to get back in the pulpits. You need to get back in the pulpits. And I showed you constitutionally, even going so far as to bring an attorney on, a constitutional Christian attorney, to tell you to get back in the pulpits, as I just said. I'm reiterating it on purpose. I really am. Well, guess what, friends? And remember how I told you that lawsuits are going to begin to rain down on these governors? Well, guess what we've seen? We've seen the Supreme Court in California stand up and shut down Gavin Newsom, didn't we? Yep. We've even seen the Supreme Court do their job. You remember that? Yep, I do too. Yep. On top of the federal judges telling us that the governors and mayors didn't have any constitutional authority doing the things that they were doing. Right? Yep, we all remember that. Well, guess what? I just found out this yesterday morning, or actually, I'm sorry, this morning, churches settle with Governor Walz's administration over COVID-19 restrictions. You see what's happening here, friends? Governors are being sued by preachers that are really doing their job. And guess who had a backpedal besides this little crook right here, the attorney general that of Keith Ellison? He is a crook. He's a criminal is what he is. He's a plant. The fix was in when he came as an attorney general. The support was never there. He was even condemned by the police association because Keith Ellison is a sympathizer of police killers. That's literal, friends. Okay. You can take me to task on that one, Keith. And then we also see the church taking it to the governor, Tim Walz. Guess who won? Just wanted to show you. The church won. Why? Because the church did their job in standing up, Romans 12:21, in proving the fact that the government had no business doing the things that they were doing in the first place. Why can't people just listen the first time they're told? If I've said anything amiss in the 17 years of radio, then don't listen to me again. But prove me wrong before you accuse me of something of wrongdoing. But here we are. Folks, it didn't stop in the state of Minnesota. As I said, there's more to come. Guess what? California now has to pay $1.35 million to settle Harvest Rock Church lawsuit against gathering restrictions. Who won, friends? See, what happens when you know the law and what the law says? It condemns the wicked and it justifies the righteous, and these individuals, namely these preachers that have taken it to their governors, understood that the law of truth is to be in their mouth, Malachi 2:6, and they won the day. I know a lot of people don't like to win. I really do. They love the gloom and doom message. They love the fact that they can just sit back and deceive themselves and excusing themselves, they think, before a just and holy God and say, as they throw their hands up in the air, well, there's nothing we can do about it. No, there sure isn't. You mean there's nothing that you want to do about it. You're a part of the problem. Again, I'm just making clear. Look what happens when you fight. Look what happens when you know the law. You win. What's the purpose of law? To condemn the wicked, to justify the righteous. Who won the day? The righteous did. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Read it when you get a moment. Folks, just because they say so doesn't mean it to be so. Now, if you knew the law, you would know that every single time they say something. And folks, again, as my friend so rightly told me, if they assume the authority, then you must challenge the authority. And that's exactly what happened here. And you know what? I can add insult to injury here to those that sat around and did nothing. What's sad about all this? These attorneys that worked on the behest and the behalf of the churches, they didn't have to pay a dime for it. And it's interesting, Christian attorneys in these Christian law firms across the country are looking for people to stand up and take it to the enemy. You know what the problem is? They're hard to find. I'm not kidding you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, final segment. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it. 1-866-582-9933. I want to change topics. I just want to highlight again what the mainstream media means to omit or censor. That's how you win the day. That's how you fight the good fight of faith. 1-866-582-9933 if you want to call in. By the way, if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe over there. Folks, you see what some of these social media platforms are doing to us. You can see it right now, as a matter of fact, on Facebook, folks. They are just etching away incrementally at zeroing us out is what they're doing. Got 773,000 friends on there, and they're allowing friends. Oh, what is it? I got 173 people just on Facebook alone. Some people get it. Man, can we say censoring just a little bit? That's exactly what they're doing. Matter of fact, if you go back to my Rumble account, by the way, when you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to SOL Radio and click onto that Rumble account. Pretty soon that's going to be looking just like YouTube, just for the record, and you can chat, live chat, and everything on there. So we're working towards that, and we're working with them in the process of doing that. Go on to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe there. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio. Subscribe there and get that live feed directly from Rumble as well. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to jump over to beforeitsnews.com, same thing over there with social media platforms. Again, one more time, 1-866-582-9933. You ready for this? You know how I always share with my friends, accuse the others of what you're guilty of? That comes from Joseph Goebbels, right? That comes from the devil, really, it does. Revelation 12:10. Read it when you get a moment. Because that's who is the accuser of the brethren. But isn't it interesting how the homosexuals, it was actually Kevin Jennings, by the way, in this as to what you're looking at, and I mean this, what is it? It's just hideous. You want to talk about a confused individual? You want to talk about what happens to a people that give the green light to what God condemns? This said mayor in Chicago proves the point to a T, just like Kate Brown in Oregon. But what I want to say to you, friends, she's married to a transgender. Okay, Kate Brown's a bisexual. See, God says it's an abomination, friends. And it's interesting. When I was a kid, everybody used to say these people are backwards. They really are. They use the law against the law. But what I want you to recollect is, if you remember right, Kevin Jennings, who was a safe school czar under criminal Barack Hussein Obama in his criminal administration, he appointed Kevin Jennings, who was the head of the GLSEN. And it's interesting because he said, bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. You understand? In other words, what he's telling you is the gays aren't the victims. They don't have the shield. They're perpetuating the crime as they tear down the law for those that believe that they're actually the victims. Friends, what are they the victims of? They're the victims of the law. Okay? Now, we all know that bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. We also know Joseph Goebbels, minister of propaganda under Adolf Hitler, said, accuse others of what you're guilty of. Look at the Chicago mayor here, friends. Ugh. I mean, she is just one hideous-looking monster, man, to say the least. And I'm not name-calling, but she is confused. Everything about her is confusing. Why is she there? Because she's been appointed. Don't think for one moment she was voted in, because she wasn't. She's appointed just like a Kate Brown and others across the United States of America to do what? To do the biddings of their master. Why? Because they're extorted individuals. But what is this Chicago mayor up to? Well, just yesterday she said Chicago mayor decision to only speak to journalists of color is commendable, not racist. Wait a second. I thought the white people were the problem. I thought that we were the racist. Folks, give them enough rope and they'll hang themselves every single time. Okay, the only ones bringing up this whole racism, which is nothing more than a method to browbeat people into submission, because, again, they're the victim and you're the criminals, everybody, right? That's what they want you to believe. Now you get to see mask off on this person, the Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot, and really the heart behind who's got a problem with who. Okay? She sits there and accuses everybody that doesn't agree with her lifestyle as a racist. Now she's coming out and she's actually telling you who has the problem. This is water under the bridge, friends. This doesn't belong to us. All this black-white stuff and this white-Asian stuff, this is nothing more, it's nothing short but an attack on people that are Caucasian. You gotta understand how the game is played. All of this stuff that they're creating is all aimed at white people because they want to take from the haves and give it to the have-nots, and this is how they do it. They want you to believe that they're the majority when in fact they're the small, small minority that are doing this. And it only comes from the media. Notice that. Because when you walk down the street, it doesn't matter what color people are. Nobody cares about what the mainstream media is attempting to continuously breed and feed. They keep adding gas to this narrative that everybody's divided. Baloney! Folks, if it was true, then why do they got to keep pushing the narrative if they were there? Because they're not there. They're not there. I want you to check this out, folks. Again, here you have it. Here's who the problem is. People that sit there and decry white people as being racist, you can understand what it is. They want something for free. They want their apparitions. They want something that you have because they don't want to have to work for it. And that's exactly what this is about. And furthermore, so nobody takes me out of context like the mainstream media loves to do, all nations are one blood, Acts 17:26. It's an issue not of color, but of character, okay? Of character. But they want to put these people in a good light, like they're the good guys and everybody else is the bad guys. Now, don't bend your knee to this garbage, friends. Don't you dare bend your knee to this garbage. I want you to check this piece out. It's pretty short. This is actually coming from a guy that highlighted it on Fox News. Here you go.
Democratic Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, she's catching heat for apparently deciding to only grant interviews to black or brown journalists. Several local Chicago reporters are raising the issue, and now Mayor Lightfoot herself is stating in a series of tweets, quote, "It's a shame that in 2021 the City Hall press corps is overwhelmingly white in a city where more than half of the city identifies as black, Latino,
wow.
AAPI, or..."
Who's the one that's got the problem, friends?
"Diversity and inclusion is imperative across
ladies
all
and
institutions,
gentlemen,
including
the President
media,
of the United
order to progress.
States, accompanied
we
by
must
the
change.
Vice President
this is exactly
of the United
why
States.
I'm being intentional about prioritizing media requests." Me now.
Okay, so that was pretty much the gist of it, friends. That was the gist of it, and it shows you who's got the problem. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot now will only give interviews to people of color. Folks, they're telling us, oh my goodness, I wish I could just take the United States of America just in one setting and just show them how this works. The definition of totalitarianism in the present, in real time, is this. These people are planted to create enemies that don't exist, to create a warfare, domestic warfare within the United States of America. What people need to understand is these people, regardless of what front it is, the gay agenda, the Muslim agenda, the communist agenda, the black-white agenda that they want to push that doesn't exist, Matthew 3:25. They want to create domestic insurrection to continuously divide the people because then that way you're easily conquered. Okay? Now, again, what you need to understand is they love to pull your hair. Listen carefully. They love to smack your face. Then when the cameras get there, the cameras go to the one that was pulling your hair and slapping your face, and then they play the victim in front of the cameras. This is how these people operate. This is how these people and why these people are getting paid to do the things that they're doing today. Okay? Hey, folks, those that are decrying racism, you can rest assured they're the ones that have the problem. And it's not because they're the victims. No, they want to get people back. They want to be vindictive. Okay? They want something. They want reparations. They want something for free. That's what this is all about. Can I ask people in Chicago this one question? Why do you tolerate a mayor like Lori Lightfoot? She's a lesbian. She married a transgender. She's backwards with her decisions continuously. She's continuously trying to wield more control over the people in your city. Why do you put up with her? I mean, you, some of you people in Chicago, you actually believe that she has a lawful right to attack you in such a fashion. You know how you have to deal with these people? You have to take their game and you have to shove it right back down their throats. Okay, and that's exactly what the law does. And you don't stop until it's done. Deuteronomy 19:19. You do to them what they meant to do to you in an unlawful sense. And that's exactly what this woman is attempting to do. Okay? She's only offering interviews, I mean, as if to suggest she rules the roost, as if to suggest she doesn't represent the people or work for the people, right? She's saying we're only going to give interviews to the people of color. Now, let me ask you, all you smart people, who's got the problem? Who's acting in an unlawful manner? She needs to be lawfully taken down and dealt with, friends. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.